we worship you, we worship you. I will keep my mind stayed on you. Is that your confession this evening? Huh. I will keep my mind, Lord, stayed on you. I need to sing it over and over again. Oh, I will keep my mind stayed on you. For you deserve my everything. Oh, Lord, I will keep my mind stayed on you. And this is what you want to do to him. Oh, oh, all I want to do, Jesus, is to worship you. Every day of my life, all I want to do, sing, is to worship you. With your hands lifted high, all I want to do, all I want to do, Father, is to worship you. Oh, Lord, you alone are God. Nobody like a God. You alone are God. Somebody declare you alone. You alone are God. Yeah. Oh, you. Our faith is in you, Lord. Yeah. I will keep my mind stayed on you. You alone deserves my attention. Oh, Lord, I will keep my from the bottom of your
You're great and greatly to be praised. All creation bows before you. Come on, wherever you are, just lift your hands, lift your worship. Let your praises rise this evening. Let your praises rise. Oh Lord, we honor you, we honor you, we honor you. Oh Father, we praise your name. Thank you. thought that fills his heart every morning, noon, and night. Come and sing with me. I know a God. I know a God whose mercy, full and kind, is faithful and gracious. Hallelujah. And I'm the apple of his eyes, the sword that fills his heart every morning, noon, and night. One more time. I know a God.
See how we turn your love around.
your voices just rise to him. Let your voices just rise to him. He's been so faithful. He's been mighty gracious.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's just always wonderful, the kind of worship atmospheres that God, you know, has blessed us with in this ministry. It's just so beautiful. And I believe that every service is one of the things you look forward to. It's one of the things I actually look forward to. You know, it's just exciting to, you know, to just get blessed by the song ministrations, by the worship, you know, the beauty of it, the quietness of it, the calmness of it, and yet the strength, you know, the strength of it. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So, hallelujah. The month of June was our month of prayer, and I believe it's been wonderful, or it was wonderful. And I believe the impact is still fresh, all right? So we didn't learn prayer in June and then to abandon prayer. Remember, we kept saying in the month of June that every day is for prayer, every week is for prayer, every month is for prayer. So June was just the month we emphasized, all right? We emphasized prayer. So now that we've learned all of that in the month of June, what we, all right, are doing is now, you know, like when you're building a house, you know, I haven't laid foundation. Our foundation, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, is Christ Jesus, all right? So what we're doing is now building upon that foundation. So let's say we've laid prayer. So we're building again now. So we're not removing the prayer. We're still going to pray. So please respond to your pastors, all right, and your leaders when they talk to you about prayer. So we pray, all right? Praying always. Remember that with all prayer and supplication, in the spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So how should I pray prayer all the time? Remember all the things we learned on Sunday? All right, where to pray, when to pray, what is the best prayer position? Just in case you miss Sunday service for one reason or the other, I mean, just you know, scroll down, get it. It will bless you. Praise God. So the month of July is the month of faith and power. Hey, all right. So, I mean, it's a month of faith and power. Now, prayer also is faith and power. So we're going to get, you know, and see how they all get to meet. So for the next few minutes, I'll talk about the meeting place, all right, of faith and prayer. Very important. In case I spend the whole day there today, it's worth it. Very important, very solid, very vital. But you must understand that there's a meeting place for faith and prayer. So we're dealing with faith largely this month, and we'll talk a bit about the authority of the believer. Amen. So let's join faith together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. All right, we honor you. Thank you for the privilege you've given to us to learn your word again and again. And thank you, Father, because we're being enlightened. We're growing in grace. We're growing in knowledge. Thank you. We join faith together. And thank you, Father, that we believe we receive revelation. We believe that we receive illumination. We believe that we receive understanding, that your word is clear to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we thank you. All right. Now, there's that mix of faith and prayer, and it's got to be important. But one thing you need to understand is that there are certain things we pray about. Now, I'm going to explain what I'm saying so you get it. We pray all the time. We pray in every situation. We pray always. But we've learned on Sunday that there are different kinds of prayer. So praise is a type of prayer, right? Praise, thanksgiving, consecration, petition. All right. So there are types and kinds of prayer. So I could praise God. So if something happens to me right now, it will take fellowship, and please get this, with the Holy Ghost, all right, to know, should I pray about this or should I just praise God about this? Did you get that? Should I pray? Because there are certain times that you might always be in this, I must pray about it mode. All right. And that's what I need to get us into a bit more today. It's different from I'm praying in tongues. Praying in tongues could be, you know, praying in tongues helps you to be sensitive. All right. You pick it quick. You're sharp. All right. The direction of God is clear to you. You're just very heightened. All right. So that's where praying in tongues. Pray always. Pray always in praying in tongues. But in praying about something or in dealing with a situation, you've got to listen to tonight's message. All right. It just helps you. Now, so one important thing you and I must get. All right. Number one is this. Okay, I was already on number one. And that's, you know, very simply this. There are things we pray about, all right? There's what requires faith, all right? There's what requires prayer. Please hear me. There's what requires faith. There's what requires prayer. Now, this is it. You cannot release faith in prayer, all right? You cannot pray effectively, rather, without the release of faith. But you can release your faith without prayer. Did you get that? You cannot pray without a release of faith. All prayer requires faith. But yet again, all release of faith is not necessarily prayer. I repeat myself. All prayer requires faith, but all release of faith, all right, doesn't necessarily require prayer. So we're going to do something that we did last Sunday, and then that will help you. Last Sunday, we looked at John 16 and also John chapter 14. So in John chapter 16, Jesus was teaching on prayer. So in the 23rd verse of John 16, we see something quite revealing and so super interesting. So in John 16, 23, Jesus said, "In that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." So we looked at this on Sunday and we said, this is prayer. This is prayer format. I'll take it again. "In that day, you will ask me nothing." All right. So meaning you don't pray to me. "Verily, verily, I say to you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." All right. So this is praying. So you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. But in John 14 is a release of faith. All right. It is not prayer. So John 14, the 13th verse of John 14 says, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." I'll take that again. All right. "Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." 14 says, "If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." So it's not a confusion. It's not a mix up here. Chapter 16 is talking about the prayer format. And I told you here on Sunday that Bible scholars have taught us that the word ask here, which if you check, all right, you would also find, all right, there's a Greek concordance. The most popular one is Strong's. All right, just get to check the, you know, the Greek words that were used. Greek is for the New Testament
and then Hebrews for the Old Testament. Now, the word ask here also means demand. So he's saying whatever you demand in my name. I mean, you're not demanding from God. God is not your servant, all right? You know, so you don't say, oh God, come and do this for me right now. No, you talk to him. Oh yes, you could plead your case. He's your heavenly father. He's on your side, all right? Even when things are not going on right, you just produce the word and say, Father, this is what your word said. This is what your word said. This is what your word said. The Bible says you bring forth your strong reasons, all right? You bring forth your strong reasons. Well, here it says whatever you demand. All right, and I said this is use of authority. This is when you come to Mark 16, verse 17. These signs will follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out devils. So that's what you see in Acts chapter 3, where Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have I give unto you in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. So Peter wasn't praying. Peter wasn't saying, Jesus, I ask you to heal the man. No, he said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He wasn't praying. He was making a demand. Because he understood the power behind the name of Jesus. He understood the authority that has been made available. And then he was using that authority. So we're going to learn a lot about faith and power. Faith and the use of authority this month. Please don't plan to miss any service. Just stay hooked, all right, to what we're going to be dealing with. So we see here, all right, that there's a use of faith and prayer. And then there's a use of faith, all right. You get it. Just stay with me. So John 16 says you pray. Talk to the Father. John 14 says, make a demand. So let's go to the popular Mark 11, all right, 23 and then 24. So in Mark 11, 23 is interesting because 23 is different from 24. The same way John 16, all right, is different from John 24 in that John 16 was prayer and then John 14, all right, John 16 was prayer and then John 14 was a use of faith. Same way Mark 11, 24 is prayer. All right, 23 is the use of faith. So let's see which one first. All right, 23 comes first. All right. So Mark 11, 23. For verily I say to you, that whosoever will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that the things which he says will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So I'll take that again. All right. Verily I say unto you, Mark 11, 23. Whosoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You say to the mountain. This verse has nothing to do or nothing to say about God. God doesn't appear in this verse. Now, God is the author of the principle. God is the one behind the process. God, by Jesus, is backing you up on this, but God's name is not in this verse. Meaning, God has now given you authority through Christ and in Christ Jesus. God has given you the power. And God says, you talk to the mountain. Did you get that? You talk to the mountain. Did you get that? You talk to the mountain. You, yes, you talk. All right. You don't talk to God about the mountain and say, oh God, see the mountain. Oh God. No, it's not prayer. So we most times bring mountain issues into the place of prayer. God says, no, you deal with the mountain. And the more you and I practice and allow the use of that word, but more so the word, more you and I use our faith, all right? And we use our faith, we release our faith when mountains are concerned. Trust me, the stronger you're going to get. As in like the stronger you and I are going to get about the release of faith, about the use of our faith, and the results we're going to get from faith. So I'll read Mark 11, 23 again. For verily I say unto you that whosoever will say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that what things soever he says will come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. God is not in this verse, and guess what? Satan is also not in this verse. All right? He didn't say you will have whatever he says if the devil, you know, is having a good day and would allow you. He didn't say you have whatever he says as long as, you know, you don't disturb the devil. He's not saying that. This is God's principle. God says, say what you want to say. Say what you want to have. Say. Now we'll come over to 24. 24 says, therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. We're going to look at this, all right, in the book of James very soon. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and then you shall have them. 24 is prayer. 24 is, Father, in the name of Jesus, I have this as my desire, and I ask according to your word, and please find scriptures. Please Find scriptures that cover your case. All right. Find scripture. You want accommodation. Find a verse. All right. Find a verse. All right. And let me quickly say this while I'm at it. Even when you talk to God about your health, maybe you say, "Oh, Father, thank you because your word says by the wounds of Jesus, I have been healed. Thank you, therefore, because your word lets me know I've been healed." All right. Don't stop there. Speak to that mountain. Speak to it. Whatever name. If you know the name, talk to it. If you don't know the name, it's still sickness and disease. Address it. All right. You have to use your authority. Because one thing that happens to a lot of us Christians is when we pray, we're not getting to, I'm waiting for God. All right. And there's a place for that. There's a type of prayer for that where I pray and I wait for a green light on a direction on something. You know, I wait on God. All right. But when it comes to sickness, there's nothing you're waiting for. All right. Don't say I'm waiting for God to bring in perfect healing into my body. No. Perfect healing was given to you when Jesus hung on that cross. All right. 1 Peter 2:23 says, who his own self bore our sins on his own body on that tree. All right. That we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were. Please understand 1 Peter 2:24. By whose stripes you were healed. Past tense. Please understand. Past tense. By whose stripes you were healed. Who his own self bore our sins in his own body, right, on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, will live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. All right. That was picked from the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah says, by whose stripes you are healed. But Isaiah was prophesying about something yet to happen, but he spoke in present tense because by the spirit of prophecy, he was seeing it happen. All right. So if you read Isaiah 53, it was very descriptive. So was seeing it happen. But by the time Peter was writing, Jesus had died already. So Peter wasn't saying God will heal you. Peter was saying you have been healed. Peter was saying you were healed. All right. Do you get that? Yes. Someone could lay hands on you right now and say, be healed, be healed, be healed. You know, someone says, oh, why is person saying be healed? The person could have said you have been healed. The revelation the person is acting on is you have been healed. But what's happening is it's now being ministered to your body right here, right now. All right. Which you could also do in your bedroom by faith or wherever you are. All right. I realize from God's word that I have been healed by the wounds of Jesus. So I say now, all right, to my body, you are healed. So leg, be healed now. Right. Receive the healing. I mean, you're speaking to yourself. You're speaking to yourself. You're speaking to your back. You're speaking to the migraine in the head. You're speaking, all right, to the toothache. You're speaking, all right, to the blurry eyes and the dizziness. You're not saying, oh God, this dizziness is getting too much. Oh God, help me, Lord. Help. And yes, he is your help, all right? So he would help you either, you know, send strength by his spirit or send his word, but which usually he will send his word. Remember Psalms, right? He sent his word. He sent his word. God sent his word. You know, God will send, or you remind you of a verse and say, stand on the word and all of that. Do you understand this? You need to get this. So you and I, you know, when it comes to sickness and disease, especially when it comes to those things that have been dealt with, take authority. I beg you. All right. Don't say, I can't sleep at night. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus. I want to sleep. God, I'm just tired. I'm tired of what I'm going through. I want to sleep. No. That's not prayer anymore. Whatever is stopping you from sleeping, take authority over it. Please understand this. All right. Praying always. We pray always. Please get this now. Praying tongues every time. You pray in tongues a lot. When you now deal with something, don't forget you build up yourself on your most holy faith when you pray in tongues. When there's now a mountain to move, those tongues you've been speaking very often have charged you up. They didn't charge you up to go to now say, oh God, see the mountain. Oh, Chabalaba, see the mountain. No, you know, Karaban, Prerogodosiba, in the name of Jesus, I speak. Do you get that now? You're charged. You build up yourself on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. So when you constantly pray in tongues, you stay charged. It's like when, you know, your phone battery enjoys a good charge. All right. You don't get to a point where you need to make a long call and then you have to be charging and talking or the battery runs out while you're on the call. No, you stay charged. You stay charged. And that's, you know, we believers, we need to, you know, be Boy Scout kind of thing. You remember the motto, Boy Scout, be prepared, right? So we need to always be ready. Just be ready. Be ready, guys. Be ready. All right. So pray in tongues. Let's do what now? Maybe 30 seconds. Karabarakadoro. Nenteleke bonfrodogodoso. Vampraragada. Menonogodogobushepereke borobotukafereke bonfrodogodoso. Menonogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodog We charge ourselves. We build ourselves up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So you do that often, please. All right. You wake up in the middle of the night. You want to get to the restroom, get back. Do it. Do it. Talking tongues. All right. All right. We've learned something else, which is meditation also in the course of this month. But learn to talk in tongues. Pray in tongues a lot. All right, you're traveling from one point to the other, somewhere within the journey, talking tongues. So pray in tongues a lot. Pray in tongues a lot. Pray in tongues a lot. But when you see something that is not of God, something that is not part of what God made available for you, don't wait. Deal with it. Speak against it. You can now talk in tongues, all right, to gain the wisdom of God on how better to deal with it. But speak. 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 You go, you know, to the doctor, you say, oh, there's a lump somewhere, and he's trying to tell you, oh, this happened to it, and this is it, and that is that. You walk away from place, oh, doctor, thank you, and he gives you, you know, prescriptions of what to go use. Walk away from there and start by speaking to the thing. Start by speaking to the thing. I speak to you. I speak to you in the name of Jesus. All right? I speak to you. If you don't have a release yet, which I've met someone who that happened to, I didn't have a release to command it to die and all of that, but the first instruction I got was, command you to stop growing. Pause where you are. Because these things have a way of traveling. They move. So the instruction person got was, command it right there. Stop growing. Then next instruction was, go feed your faith some more. So obviously, listen, the Holy Ghost, like I said, is your helper. He knows where your faith level is at. So he knows what you need to know. I mean, what you need to do. And he'll reveal it to you. So he told that person in that case, command it to stop growing. That might not be your case. That's where fellowship with the Holy Ghost comes in. Even if you command a thing to dry, die, you will still end up feeding your faith. All right? We're going to learn all that this month. But I'm saying when it comes to a mountain, speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. But yes, you have a desire. All right. You have a desire about, you know, what things you have a desire. Mark 11, 24. When you pray. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I have this as my desire. And I thank you. All right. You desire this to happen in your life. You desire that to happen in your life. All right. So look at the rules in Mark 11, 24. You need to see this. This is where prayer and faith mix. The majority of the children of God do not miss it in the place of prayer. We miss it in the mix of faith and prayer. Please get this. We usually don't miss it in the place of prayer. All right. We don't miss it in asking God for things. We don't miss it usually. All right. Usually now we could miss it in that you're even praying about something you shouldn't have prayed about, which is fine. You were still praying. All right. The Holy Ghost could now redirect you from there. All right. But this is what you need to get. Mark 11, 24. All right. It says, therefore I say unto you, what thing soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. I know most of us know this, but please let's not get too familiar with it. See, you might be missing something here. Number one, whatever you desire, so there should be a desire. When you pray, number two, pray. Number three, believe that you receive them. That's where we get to miss it. All right. So an average believer says, so I'm believing God for my healing. Sounds nice. Sounds very Christianese. It sounds good, but it's tricky. I am believing God for my healing. So, Bible didn't say, well, things ever I desire when you pray, be believing God that you know, no. It says, believe that you receive it. Believe that you receive it. So it means, all right, Father in the name, even if you want to pray about your health, even if, all right. So Father in the name of Jesus, I pray about this pain, all right, that I feel at my back. All right, I thank you because once again, you place the word out. Bible says in Mark 11, all right. Bible says, maybe you use, 1 Peter 2:24. Maybe, you know, just put out the word. What does the Bible say? All right. So, Father, thank you, because according to your word, I know that you've already made provision for my health in Christ Jesus. So right now, I believe, I receive. Please get it. So even if you end up praying about it, if you go through the prayer route where healing is concerned, you must come back to, I believe, I receive. All right. So you can't now say, well, I believe I'm believing God for my healing. It's almost like, present tense continuous. Maybe not. It sounds like a post-dated check. Like, so I'm believing for it. So question is, do you have it? Bible says, believe you receive it. Not be believing. No, believe you receive it. So what you say is, Father, thank you. All right. Because according to your word, I see that you've made provision for my healing. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I take it now. Because believe you receive that, to receive, receive. Receive means take, all right, is give, receive. Believe you receive. So to receive there is believe it's yours. Believe it's yours, all right? So is there something you've asked God for and you're like, oh, that's the missing link. I've been praying about it, all right? I haven't believed I have received it, all right? I haven't believed I have received it. Maybe it's admission. You want to do your postgraduate somewhere, all right? And then your faith is out for wisdom about it. Maybe what? Now you need a new accommodation somewhere. Maybe what? You want direction for something. Maybe whatever it is, all right? Maybe it's about your children or a spouse or whatever it is. You put the word out. Please always remember that. You put the word out. Because prayer is you mirroring God's word back to Him. God, Father, you said this. So you put the word out. Did you get that? You put the word out. But haven't prayed, believe you have received it. So in the name of Jesus, thank you therefore, because according to your word, and I know I've expressed my desire, so I receive. So what you do is, while talking to Him about your needs, you now go away from there receiving. Faith is a substance, all right, of the thing. So you come there desiring something, but you walk away from there with a substance. So I say, but where is the key to the house? No, the key to the house is faith. I walk away from that place of prayer knowing that I have the key to the house. Knowing I have it. It's mine in Jesus' name. So now says, oh, so where's your new house? Take me there. You don't say, well, I'm believing God for it. You say, well, I believe it's mine. All right. And whoever is a believer who hears you say, I believe it's mine, knows that you're saying, I have it by faith. I'm yet to get it. But I'm saying, you know, train yourself. All right. Maybe you take a minute, all right, maybe right now. Who could do it? Let's try. I'm believing God for it. Versus I believe I receive. Alright. So again, I'm believing God for it. How far with that thing? I'm believing God for it. I'm believing God for it. You know, it's always like a process thing. I'm working on it. I'm believing God for it. Or maybe God is working on it. Someone, one of us is working on something. I'm believing God for it. I'm believing God for it. All right. Now, someone else might understand what it is. It's mine. No. All right. Maybe then you train yourself to tell yourself, I believe I have it. I believe it's mine. I believe that, because that's where, you know, Jesus said, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. Now, the last part there, that's the fourth part. Number one, you desire. Number two, pray. Number three, believe you have received it. Number four, you shall have. Shall have there is interesting. That means spirit realm, you got it. Physical realm might take a week. Physical realm might take a month. But be sure, as God is in heaven, it's yours. So believe you receive it, you shall have it. So you know, I say, but I don't have it yet. I can't see it yet. How do I know it's mine? I believe I receive it. I believe it's mine. I believe it's mine. I believe it's mine. There has to be that mix. Let me take you to James chapter 1, and then you see, you know, the way James teaches this. You know, James chapter 1, and then from the fifth verse of James chapter 1. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, please get this. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally, all right, and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. Please note here, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally, and, you know, God upbraids. Now, God will never say, hey, see you now. You think it's important to you to get wisdom. I'm not going to give it to you. See, God will never do that. All right. He says it will be given to him. Please, this is prayer. Now, look at the mix in verse 6. Let him ask in faith. So the issue is not just, oh, I've asked. Oh, I've prayed. He says, no, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, being driven by the wind and tossed. 7 makes it clear, let not that man think that he will receive anything from God. So if I want to receive from God, the most important thing to do is not to pray. The most important thing to do is to pray believing that you have received. The most important thing to do is not just to pray, but to have a mix of prayer and faith. Please understand this. You must have a mix of prayer and faith. I'll say that again. You must have a mix. You must pray. Believe. All right. You want to take a minute? I can give you a minute. There's something you've asked God for and you're like, oh, I see the missing link here. I see the missing link. I can give you a minute. All right. Just go ahead again. All right. Thank him. Mention what his word said to you about whatever it is. All right. Go ahead. Thank him. All right. I mention it. Father, thank you because your word says, all right, you are my shepherd, so I do not lack. All right. Your word says in Philippians 4 verse 19 that you supply all of my need. Your word says I'm your heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Your word calls me the seed of Abraham. Therefore, I speak concerning these bills, these needs in front of me. And I thank you because by your wisdom, all right, I receive everything cleared right now. I receive in the name. I mean, whatever it is, maybe it's a baby, just replace, maybe it's accommodation. Thank you, Father. I believe I have the new place of abode right now. You know, that comfortable accommodation that, because God will want to give you something good. All right. Bible says in Psalm 84, 11, no good thing will he withhold from you. So you present his word to him. So Father, in the name of Jesus, therefore right now, I ask you for that comfortable, all right, accommodation, or maybe it's a place of work, right? I ask you for that job where we close early, where we don't work weekends. All right. Because Lord, I still need to have my time for service in your kingdom and XYZ and for family and for, you know, and all, just place it before him. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. So I believe I receive it in Jesus' name. So you walk away from there saying, thank you, Father, it is mine. All right. Thank you, Father, it is mine. All right. The next 3 days, maybe you get, you know, your offers turned down or they said they'll get back to you. They never got back to you. You say, thank you, Father, it is mine. And that's what James is dealing with here. James is saying, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea being driven by the wind and tossed. So, all right, you said, and that's sometimes where we hurt ourselves by putting up timing, right? I believe I receive. So this, by this Friday, my job, if God by his spirit did not minister that to you, don't do that. All right. Listen, there's prophecy and there's the operation of a prophet. You don't mix it up. All right. And then there's a word of wisdom also. And then there's prophecy. So God by word of wisdom now tells you, all right, in X number of days, this might happen. Or just by the direction of the Holy Ghost. All right. If you don't get it, because many of us have been hurt, okay, by wanting to put a date to it. Oh, you know, because I learned something from Kenneth Copeland very many years ago. So you release your faith for something to come in by the end of the month. It doesn't come in by the end of the month. So you just give up and say, well, it didn't come. Who told you it didn't come? All right. Who told you? Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me void. It will accomplish what I please. It will prosper where I send it. So when you release faith, when you speak the word of God, it doesn't come back empty. So your faith will keep working until the thing you ask for is done. Even when the month is over, Copeland, you know, taught us back then, you still say, glory to God. Thank you, Father, because that need is met. That bill is cleared. Who said it cannot be cleared together with the next one? Who told you so? You just give up. Oh, but the people came, they harassed you, and then you go, thank you, Father, I believe this. That, listen, faith, you know, have you heard, you know, that illustration where faith is described like, you know, bulldog faith, all right? You know, because a bulldog is believed to have this set of teeth that can lock, you know, once it grips, you know, somebody's leg or something, it has a locked jaw, all right? Yes, is, you know, nothing's coming out of it. It's locked. So when people talk about bulldog faith, it means grab it. Stay there. You stay there. You stay there. You stay there. All right. You know, I remember, you know, someone saying, she believed she was, you know, she received that baby and then, maybe it was about the third month she realized she had been pregnant for 3 months. You know, but each month she kept, you know, seeing her monthly circle. And then each time that could defeat someone else and say, and those are things the devil likes. You know, you get healed, someone prays with you get healed. And then 4 days later, the same pain shows up. And then the thought comes and like, and I thought I was healed, man. I thought, man, I'm going to walk my faith all over again. That the devil just got you, you know, where he wanted you. Want you to think, all right, that you lost your healing and he wants you to lose the healing. So he brings the thought and the suggestion, hey, you lost your healing. See what's happening to you. And then you give up. No, you don't. No, you don't. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. All right. Let him ask how? In faith. Let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. All right. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea being driven by the wind and tossed. You know, you're being blown here. All right. By the wind. Remember what happened to Peter? All right. He said to Jesus, if it's you coming walking on water, ask me to come. And it was Jesus. So would he say, I'm not the one. Don't come. He was the one. So, okay, come. So Peter walks on water going to Jesus. Then he looks at the wind that was boisterous. And because he observed the wind, he began to sink. So you either keep your eyes on Jesus or you keep your eyes on the wind. That's really how faith is, right? You keep your eyes on Jesus. It doesn't stop. Listen, all because we keep our eyes on Jesus doesn't stop the wind from blowing. Doesn't stop the wind from blowing. But once you keep your eyes on the wind like Peter, you start sinking. And that's what the Bible is saying here. Let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering, because he that wavers is like the wave of the sea being driven by the wind and tossed. 7 is clear. Let not that man think that he will receive anything from the Lord. 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we're being taught here, guys. We're being taught the importance of faith. That grit, that stay with it, that don't lose it, don't let it go, don't quit. So many of us pray and I believe you need to, share this, either the video or audio with someone around you, or share the thought, read the verses. Many prayerful people around us, guys, but they get defeated, they get deflated, they get, they give up. Oh, it's not working. I confessed it 5 days. I fasted 7 days. It's not working. So for many of us, we go, to pray, having that, the moment I pray, I want to see a very physical change right here, right now. No. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. So you grab the thing by faith and say, it's mine. Circumstances are dancing around you. They are very contrary. Stay with the word. You stay with the word. Please say this. All right. In Romans chapter 4, all right, concerning Abraham, in Romans chapter 4, Bible says in 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to what was spoken, so shall your seed be. So shall your seed be was what God spoke to him. So he was holding on to that word. So do you have a word you're holding on to? So very many believers just say, I prayed. And like I said, go to God in prayer with scripture. Find scripture that covers your case. Don't just say, well, I prayed about it. No, what exactly did you stand on? What was the assurance? What was the word you stood on? All right? Jesus did not defeat the devil without saying it is written. So what do you know that is written? What do you stand on? What's the word of assurance? All right. So what is it? And there is a verse. And me saying a verse is, like in loads of verses. But there is a verse that covers your case. So in Abraham's case, what God said to him is, so shall your seed be. So look at verse 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. All right. NIV says he faced the fact that his body was good as dead. So he wasn't, please understand this. There's the fact of your situation, but then there's the truth of God's word. Don't forget, let God alone be true. All right. So there's a fact of the situation, but then there's the truth of God's word. So yes, look at the facts. The fact states that, there's trouble. Look at the facts. The facts show that things are bad. Look at the facts. But now, look at the truth and superimpose the truth over the facts and say, I see the facts. Faith isn't teaching me to lie. Faith isn't teaching me to deny the fact. But faith says there is a truth that is above every fact. Faith says heaven and earth will pass away, but one jot of God's word will never go unfulfilled. Faith, all right, tells me that the word of God will live and abide forever. The grass will wither, the flower will fade. So faith tells me that. So I will look at the word and keep my gaze on the word. I will be like Peter, all right, who got his correction and fixed his faith on Jesus. I will not look at the wind. If I look at the wind, I will sink. Imagine, all right, the doctor telling you, come in 2 weeks' time for another examination. Then get back in 2 weeks and the doctor says, I can't explain it, but it's getting worse. All right, let's change your dosage. So he writes you new prescriptions and then you go, all right, then maybe he says, come back again in 2 weeks. And then he says, I can't explain it. It's getting worse. What do we do? Please come, next clinic time. I have this consultant, you know, he's going to be around. And then they check and check. And then you're seated there. You're seated there being examined. And I mean, you're seated there and, you know, people are discussing your case in front of you. And then they ask you questions. All that well, God's word has something to say to you. All that well. Himself took your infirmities. It's ringing somewhere. Himself took your infirmities. Himself carried away your sicknesses. Himself. All right. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and with his stripes you have been healed. That scripture was true before you were born. That scripture will be true when you leave this earth. That scripture was true before the symptom or sickness was found upon your body. That scripture will be true after that symptom or sickness is gone from your body. That scripture is true. Bible says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. All right, it's settled. So, but the issue is that it is settled in heaven. You and I need to now settle it in our hearts. In our hearts. Please get this. That's the mix of faith and prayer. All right. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled. Yes, I need to settle it. I have to tell myself, let God alone be true and let everything be a lie. Let God alone be true. Let everything be a lie. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I believe this is God's word to me. Hallelujah. This is God's word to me. 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 You've got to believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to believe it. You've got to believe it. You've got to believe it. Oh, forever, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Your word is settled. Your word. Let me give you a minute and thank him over that verse that you have. Over that verse for your accommodation. Over that verse for your health. Over that verse for your babies. Over that health. All right. Over that verse for your new job. Over that health. All right. That verse rather for your sound health. Over that health. That verse. Thank him. Go ahead. Forever. Forever. Oh Lord. Your word is settled. Forever. Your word is settled. Forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word is settled. Forever. Your word is settled. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your word is settled in heaven. And I declare boldly that your word is also settled in my heart. Your word is settled in me. Your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know, you know, I know most of you might not know it. All right. When I say, I don't know if you know the song, but it's an old song. So I know most of you might not know it, but it says the word is working. The word is working mightily in me. All right. The word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see. All right. The word is working mightily in me. All right. The word is working mightily in me. The word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance is. Not circumstances. Circumstance is what I see or feel, you know, think or feel. Your word is working mightily in me. So I turn my faith loose and I hold on. I turn my faith loose and I hold on. I turn my faith loose and I hold on. All right. Something. Trying to remember my last part. But the word is working. It's working. Hallelujah. The word is working. He's working in you. He's working in me. He's working in you. Glory to God. You know, I know some folks like say the word has worked. Yeah, it has, but it's still working by the Holy Ghost. It's working every day. We work with the word. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah forever, oh God. Your word is settled. Oh, that I'm healed is settled. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, that I'm blessed and called, settled. Oh, that I'll have a long life. What about that? Settled. It's settled. These things are settled about you. These things are settled about me. Oh, glory to God. It's a good place to get up and dance. You know, get up and jump or get up and just rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Your healing and health. Settled. That you're going to have babies. Settled. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, forever, oh Lord. Your word is settled. Your word is settled. That with long life I'll be satisfied. Settled. That I would never lack any good thing. Settled. I refuse to be moved by what I see. I refuse to be moved by what I hear. I refuse to be moved by what I experience. I'm moved alone by the word of God. And this word is settled. So I will be like Abraham. Abraham was not weak in faith. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 19 of Romans chapter 4. He was not weak in faith. And he considered not. All right. Oh, hallelujah. He considered not his own body. All right. Now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20. I love verse 20. He says, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and was fully persuaded, 21, that what God had promised, God was able also to perform. So he believed the word. What was the word? So shall your seed be. He believed it. So I believe you're believing God's word to you tonight. I believe you're staying with it. Stay with it. God's word to you is pure. God's word to you is sure. God's word to you is settled. I think that's a take home for us today. God's word is settled. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. The word of God is settled. Yes. Stand up if you can where you are. And just pace and say, settled. My health is settled. My healing is settled. My deliverance is settled. Oh, everything about me is settled. The future of my children is settled. Glory to God. Settled, child of God. Settled. I believe this blessed you. So that's a beautiful mix of faith and prayer. Don't just pray. Believe you receive. Don't just pray. Believe you receive. And like James chapter 1 says, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, we believe and we receive. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Woof! Thank you, Lord. Wow. That was rich, wasn't it? Yes, it was. Please play this again, all right? Listen to this a few times in now on Sunday. Please, all right? You could just get on the audio, so you download right there from Spreaker, and then you have it in your phone. You could listen to it, and you could please share this with many believers who will be very much liberated by this teaching. Very much liberated by this teaching, right? So they might not be able to get the video files from Facebook, but you could just get to Spreaker, download the audio. All right. You could find us on Google Podcast or Spotify, Larry Rex or nothing. And just get this video. I mean, get the message and listen. Faith comes how? By hearing. Don't forget we walk by faith, not by sight. Things might be ugly. Your job might be threatened, or maybe you lost your job or your business has not. No. We walk by faith. We believe. We receive. And like Abraham, we are strong in faith. Glory to God. I believe this has been a blessing to you. I believe you've been very much enriched by this teaching. Please listen to it again, like I just said. Please. And if you can, join me every morning. All right. We have Thursday and Friday left in this week. Okay, so join me on Spreaker for the morning faith boost, 7 a.m. to 7:30 Nigerian time. Please just join in and let's get blessed. We're learning. All right. How to have faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Guys, it's all about faith. It's all about faith. It will help you. It will bless you. All right. I believe you're glad coming. I'm glad you were here. So Father, thank you for the revelation of your word that has blessed us. Thank you because we increase again and again. We move from faith to faith. We move from increase to increase. We move from victory to victory. We move from one level of accessing all our blessings to the next level of it. And we thank you for your love for us. All right. See you on Sunday. Praise God. Amen. Blessings.
trust you, Jesus. Though the